Welcome to The Backbone, a journey inside finance at a startup. I'm your host, Shubham Datta, at Shubham on Twitter. On The Backbone, we're obsessed with finance and operations at startups. We take a close look at finance functions within various startup companies by talking to finance leaders that are in there day in and day out. We chat startup finance, metrics, operations, and everything in between. On this episode, I chat with Lean Lee, head of finance at Wealthsimple. Wealthsimple is investing on autopilot. Their platform builds a personal, low-cost portfolio that allows individuals to put their money to work like the world's smartest investors. As the head of finance at Wealthsimple, Lean's mission is to help build a scalable and profitable business through strong financial management. Prior to Wealthsimple, Lean led finance and operations at Influitive for 5 years. Before that, she held a variety of finance roles in financial services and software companies, including HSBC and Eloqua. Lean holds an MBA specializing in finance from St. Mary's University. So here we go with Lean Lee, head of finance at Wealthsimple. So good morning, Lean. Thanks so much for jumping on the show today, and it's a real pleasure to have you on here. So let's get started. You know, prior to Wealthsimple, you were at Influitive as their VP of Finance and Operations. Talk to me a little bit about your journey to Wealthsimple and what you really enjoy about finance and operations at early stage tech companies.
Hi, good morning, Shubham. Pleasure to be on the show as well. Always interested to talk about startups and finance operations within the startup community. So I started with startup companies about 10 years ago. My first startup experience with a local startup company called Eloqua. Right after I graduated from university, I joined Eloqua in their finance accounting team as a second accountant. After that, I was transitioned to a few local financial services companies, big or small. Then a few years ago, the co-founder and CEO of Eloqua, Mark Organ, started his new venture in Toronto called Influitive. He was recruiting people for his new venture and asked me to join the company. Nice. I decided to join the company about 5 years ago, pre-seed stage. I was the very first 10 employees with the company. Had a lot of ups and downs. It's a great ride for me. I was there for about 4.5 years, really grew the business from zero revenue to about 10 million ARR. And the team was growing from less than 10 people to about 150 people when I left last September. So it was interesting to think about my career development. So I was kind of had a combination of a software and a financial services background. Right. Never thought about these two things will kind of collaborate together until I heard about Wealthsimple about a year and a half ago. So when the company was officially launched in Canada and start really promote the brand and services early January. That's how I heard of the company, always followed the company, loved the product. Last summer, I had the opportunity to connect with the CEO, Mike Cashin, and really start a conversation. Always had the passion about software, always have the passion about financial services, so I decided to join the company last September.
Yeah, that's great. And so, you know, you've been around startups for a long time. You mentioned you had your kind of first entry in it some 10 years ago. And so tell me a little bit about Wealthsimple particularly, and unpacking a little bit more about, you know, your interest in technology and financial services and how Wealthsimple marries that together. If you could tell me a little bit more about what Wealthsimple does and is.
Okay, I'd love to. So Wealthsimple is an online investment platform that offers a combination of user-friendly software and also personalized financial advice to make investing simple, affordable, and personalized, right? So as a company, we believe everybody in Canada and North America should have access to affordable investment strategies regardless how much money they have to invest to start. So the company just launched in Canada a little bit over 2 years ago. And we just had a very successful launch in the US last week, as you can see from the news coverage.
Yes.
So as of today, we have over about over 20,000 clients and over 750 million Canadian dollars asset under management.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so now talk about a little bit about my passion about software and financial services. Particularly, what I really enjoy early stage software business, and that's why I joined Influative at early stage, and that's why I joined Wealthsimple. Last is really want to be part of the early team that shape the company, the product, the go-to-market strategy, the culture, and even like the process that in place to help a business to scale, right? So if you kind of been talking to the people who work in the startup scene, you kind of know that the very first 50 or 100 employees company, they are very heavily involved in multiple aspects of business. Just because you are a developer doesn't mean that you don't need to understand the market, the sales strategy, right? Just because you're a finance person doesn't mean that you all you do is crunch numbers, report numbers. As early employees in the startup company, you have to learn another aspect of the business in order to help you do your job.
Right, so
That's one big part of why I really enjoyed early stage. Second piece is really more important to me is actually I was able to have the opportunity to work with a group, highly motivated, capable, and very fun people, both inside and outside the business. For example, I met you, right? I would never have the opportunity to meet you in the event if I wasn't part of the startup and software.
That's true. Very true. Yeah. Yes.
It's itself like meeting people, learning from them and helping them grow. It's a very rewarding process for me.
That's awesome. So I want to talk a bit more about that multiple hats aspect. And so, you know, I've had other guests here on the Backbone who have told me that who hold kind of this finance and operations titles together, like it's one thing. And so I know you have been around, you know, the startup scene in a while, and you've kind of had held those positions where the finance and operations go together. And so I've always wondered, you know, why is it that finance and ops get lumped together and combined into one? Can you talk to me a little bit about why you think that those two go together?
Sure. This question actually reminds me of a question that asked by my friend when I started at Influative as Director of Finance Operations about 5 years ago. He was like, tell me, I understand finance, what exactly operations do? I was like, let me find out, then I will tell you. I think right now, if you look at, in order to answer your question, you got to break the operations to what really operations about. So from my experience, right, people will have different opinion. I think operations include like three aspects of operations. The first one is really the people operations. The second piece is office operations. And the third piece is business operations, right? So people operations is include everything, including from recruiting, employee motivation, payroll, HR, traditional payroll HR side of it. Office operations really talk about office management, IT side of it, right? The business operations really how to coordinate different aspects of the business to making sure they operate like a one machine, right?
Right, right.
Like all in all, the goal of managing operations really to find out a way to generate the highest return for a company's investment. That's like really correct. What I believe in. It's all about how to help people to be more productive using different type of processes and technologies, okay? Okay, you know what's interesting? I'm just like, I'm Googling right now the backbone. If you Google what the definition of backbone, right now, is there is a second definition is the chief support of a system or a organizations, right? So now this kind of answer your question is like, why finance operations all lumped together? It's because finance operations, they all the support of a system or organization, right? It's a supporting function to help other team to perform and to be more productive. So I think that's why it's like from the finance operations perspective, it's kind of goes hands in hands. It's like one finance is making sure we understand the numbers and how business perform. And from operations perspective, actually to use that information to actually achieve that goals.
And you know, in the past, and maybe some people still have this kind of misnomer or misconception today, you've mentioned that finance execs are not just number crunchers today. Maybe help us understand that a bit more. Like, what do you mean by they're not just number crunchers? And, you know, they take on multiple roles and they're also part of operations. But what does that really mean when finance execs are not just number crunchers?
So traditionally, a finance leader is considered as financial reporting experts, right? They know the numbers, they understand how number works on a spreadsheet, and on a monthly basis or quarterly basis, they provide reports to the rest of the company and tell the company how business has operated and performed over the last period, right?
Sure,
and pretty much stop there. That I call the accounting and the reporting aspect of finance. It's a very important part of the business. However, if you look at the big difference between a CFO and a controller, right? Any the business, you can see why I'm telling you that finance right now, finance leaders should not be just number cruncher. They should be get involved in different aspects of the business for a few different reasons, right? First one is actually finance is the function that has the overview of the business, how business works together, what are the business results, why we're achieved the target, why we're not. With that information, a finance leader and finance function is able to provide to the rest of the business that what else we can do differently to help us to achieve the goals, or to do better, right?
Right.
There's no other function in the business have that overview. Right now, with the changing environment, finance function is able to actually using the information we have and provide the business insight to other part of organizations to change the course of the business, right? Mm-hmm. For example, if you look at how marketing and sales operates over the last quarter, right? Based on the investment they make and based on the results they get, compared to the actual target set out for the team, that a finance function should be able to identify the area to improve either to change the way that they would do different marketing campaigns or figure out which marketing campaign generates the most number of leads and the results and ask the marketing team to actually invest, double down on the particular marketing campaigns. So those kind of the examples in the software side of it, right? And the second piece is really very important. I think anybody who's gone through the early stage startup understand that the cash perspective.
Cash is king.
Yes, cash is in the business. And as a finance team, the most important thing they can provide to the business actually is the cash management. Being able to forecast your cash flow on the weekly and a monthly basis for the next little while to let the company know that when we need cash in, how we can manage cash more efficiently. That's like one of the most important aspects of being a finance team.
Right. And so you talk about managing cash within the company. Wealthsimple is as a company itself is managing cash and other investments on behalf of individuals. And so Wealthsimple operates in a highly regulated financial services industry, as you know. And so what are some of the unique challenges that you face from a reporting and compliance standpoint in such a highly regulated industry that you wouldn't necessarily face somewhere else?
Glad you asked.
I'm sure you have a lot to say about this.
So this is fairly new to me as well. So I joined the company about September. Although I had a financial services background, the compliance actually is very different in different aspect financial services industry.
Okay.
So that presents a unique challenge for a finance leader that we need to have to report and compliance with different regulatory bodies on a timely basis. So 4 months in a job, I think the biggest challenge actually to understand the compliance reporting requirement in each jurisdiction we operate. Okay?
Got it, yeah.
So
and now you're also operating in the U.S. So
yes, you got it.
Just a whole new set of regulations for you to grasp as well.
Yeah, you got it right. So really, at the end of the day, is work with our chief compliance officer in each region and understand what needs to be reported from the financial reporting perspective, mm-hmm. and then get on top of it. One of the things we did at Wealthsimple when I started is really talk to our chief compliance officer for, especially for Canada, and really have a list of reports that we need to file mm-hmm. in each province on the with a timeline, right? So with that list, we kind of really understand what needs to be done from a financial reporting perspective in order to meet regulations requirement. So second part is really to actually keep on top of the new regulations mm-hmm. and new compliance requirement. So that's really requires a lot of communications between finance team and our compliance team to making sure we're on the same page all the time.
Got it.
Yeah, it has been a really interesting challenge to me.
I bet. So I want to ask one final question before we hop into a quick fire round. And so in your opinion, what is the importance of the finance function at a early stage technology company? You know, you've been through a few. And so why do you think that the finance is important at an early stage company?
As I mentioned just now, really the most important function for finance at early stage startup is cash management, right?
Yes.
There's no need to mention that anymore. Everybody really understands that part of it. The second piece is really to be the sounding board to the CEO and other business functions in the organization. As I mentioned, finance is the only team that actually has the overview of the entire business within the company. Being able to use the data to interpret and then to inform the CEO and the other business leaders so they can make informed decisions is one important aspect of being in the finance mm-hmm. I think leader in the company. And also, really, based on my experience with a startup, I would like to see that finance leader being the trust advisor to the employees as well, not just to the executives.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I enjoy working at an early stage company, because I'm able to know everybody at a personal level
right.
and be able to provide different aspects to their career development. Sometimes, for example, a typical salesperson normally don't really think about how a deal will impact the company's performance. Giving a different perspective to see how to structure the deal, how to do the pricing uniquely, a salesperson is able to say, okay, from the deal perspective, I can either go A or B, but from the company's perspective, option B will give a company a better return. So I will go with the company with option B, right? So that's, I found is very unique from my experience, and I really enjoy being part of a sales process in that particular example.
That's great. That's awesome. So now we'll hop into a quick fire round. So the way this works is I'll ask you a quick question and you'll have kind of 10 to 20 seconds to respond. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. So number one, your go-to online resource for all things startup finance related. What do you go to?
Performative.com. So that's a finance.
Okay.
Yeah. Second will be startuplawyer.com.
Okay, got it. So there's startupformative.com, which is, I guess, more for the startup and startup finance related stuff, and then startup lawyer for the legal stuff.
Yeah, so performative.com is really finance accounting related, and startup lawyer is legal related. Yeah, you got it.
Awesome. Okay, cool. And then what's your favorite productivity hack?
This is a very old fashioned. I use Calendar to manage my deadlines. So
paper and pen calendar or?
No, calendar with Google.
Okay.
Google Calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then, as you're organizing your day and going about it, are there anything unique that you set apart in your calendar? Like, are there different colors or anything unique that's part of this productivity hack?
I label my calendar tasks with the different colors, so just for me to easier to understand. That's the first thing. Second thing and the most important thing is actually, I put every single deliverable on my calendar. So when I receive a task, I look at the deadline and then estimate the time I need to complete the task, and I put on my calendar. I block like 2 hours on my calendar, complete it. For a project takes a little bit longer time, I use a project management tool called Asana.
Nice.
Just to lay out what needs to be done on each milestone, and I translate milestone back to my calendar. So if you look at my calendar, especially this week or the next week, it looks horrible. I have lots of meetings, but actually that's just my part of my project management tool.
Got it. And so what's one thing that you don't leave the office before finishing?
Check my calendar.
It all comes back to the calendar.
Yeah, so in terms of check my calendar, really two things, right? First thing is look at today's calendar. All the to-dos on my calendar, have I completed all of them? The reason why I put them on my today's calendar is because the deadline is either end of day today or end of day tomorrow. Okay, so if I look at all the calendar appointments, I can do all of them, meaning that I'm ahead of my schedule.
Right.
If not, then I will look at, okay, what do I need to do? So that's really the first thing. The second thing is really looking at the next day. To see like what's coming up next day, what are the things that I can do today in order to make sure that I can deliver on time the next day. So that's really on the day-to-day basis. I repopulate my calendar on a weekly basis. That's normally my to-do on Sunday.
Okay, got it. So it's eat, sleep, and breathe calendar.
Yes. And it's old-fashioned. A lot of people laughing at me, but it works well. Especially for projects that only I am involved, another person involved. I know if you have a team, like cross-functional team projects, here at Wilson Play, we'll use Trello, and I found it very effective as well.
Right. Well, I know you mentioned that you've got a busy week ahead, and so I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Thanks so much again, Lean, for hopping on the Backbone and chatting with us about Wealthsimple, startup finance, finance and ops, and yeah, it was really a pleasure having you on here.
Yeah,
thanks.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Take care.